Hello everyone, my name is Stephen Weatherford. I'm a senior software engineer in Visual Studio, and today I'm going to give you a quick overview of Azure File Storage with Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer. So I've got open here some storage accounts, and we can see that we are now showing the file shares in those accounts. I can delete file shares, I can create them. Easily done. I can, of course, view them. In concept, they're very similar to blobs, but more like an actual file system. So you can see the files in here. You can see additional properties, including metadata. You can upload and download. All the things that you could expect. You can also copy from one share to another or to different directories. So all the things that you would normally expect there, of course, including creating new directories. All of that is available. You can also even copy entire file shares between accounts. And if you go down to the activity log, you can expand the entries and see exactly what progress is going on. And if there are any errors, you can see the details there. Other things you can do, you can get a shared access signature for an individual file. Set your permissions in the time range here. I'll go ahead and create one. If you do that, then you've given access to anyone with that URL for the duration of the time specified. And you can also share an actual file share with somebody else using a shared access signature. So I'm going to do that again. Except this time I've gotten a SAS for the entire share, and I'm going to come up to our connect button, paste that in there, click connect, and the share shows up here under service SAS. And anybody using the share from this SAS URL would have access using the permissions that you gave when you set up the SAS. You can also get SAS signatures for an entire account, so there are other options there. And one of the main reasons for having file shares is that you can go to a share and click this Connect VM button, which will allow you to mount that share on any Azure virtual machine. Windows and Linux are both supported. This gives you the command for Windows. So if I take that command and copy it, and go to an Azure VM, I can copy that. I'll need to specify my own drive letter. Now notice that the password specified here is actually the storage account key, so you don't want to give this to anybody that you don't trust because they'll have full access to the account. So I can then treat that as if it were any other drive. If I make changes here and I go back to Storage Explorer, we can refresh and you'll see that the changes are represented there as well. So once you mount it, it'll act just like any normal drive. And that's pretty much it. If you find things that you think we need to support or that you really like, please use the feedback tools and let us know. Thank you.